New Zealand and around the world, COVID-19 has brought a worse global pandemic. A pandemic that is more deadly because of its effects on eternity of all humankind. It's called the total eclipse of the heart. During COVID-19, the voice of the enemy has been eclipsing people's hearts like Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, following fear, not faith. During COVID-19, hanging on to possessions, losing freedoms and making idols have been eclipsing people's hearts with sadness and despair. During COVID-19, a lack of knowledge has been eclipsing the individual's mind and heart. A lack of reading the Word of God and understanding God's character and having our oil baskets dry has been eclipsing the heart with anxiety and worry, and deception has been clouding judgment, common sense and wisdom. When a heart eclipse occurs, we feel hopeless. There is nothing we can do. Once there was light, now there is darkness. Many of you know the popular song Total Eclipse of the Heart. This song has been used by the Lord to speak to me, to share with you. A total eclipse of the heart is about coasting along and then getting blindsided by unexpected adversity. This is what COVID-19 has done to us, slowly eroding our faith with fear, blindsiding us, killing us slowly. Slowly, our freedoms and energy diminish till we lose all will to fight. Some would say that this is the dark night to the soul. The song Total Eclipse of the Heart talks about loneliness, anxiety and being terrified. It talks about regret and everything falling apart. It talks about living in a powder keg, which is gunpowder with fire, like a ticking time bomb. That disaster and chaos is coming. It talks about hopelessness and powerlessness. COVID-19 has brought all these emotions around us. God is speaking to us in these lyrics. The song then changes when it says, "Turn around, bright eyes." God speaks to us. During lockdown, when you are feeling alone, fearful and full of anxiety, terror and regret, remember to turn around and look into Jesus' bright eyes, as he can give you the joy for your cloak of despair. Do not look back to the evil one to give you comfort. Turn around, face into the eyes of Jesus. He is your comfort. There's no turning back. If life feels like a ticking bomb and your heart has gone cold to Jesus, turn again to him and your relationship can start over with him into eternity forever. The song then says, "Hold on to me tight, hold on forever. We will only be making it right, and we will never be wrong. Together we can take it to the end of the line. Your love is like a shadow on me all of the time." The Lord speaks through these lyrics and says, "Hold me tight, and it will be forever, eternal life. And your decisions and discernments of this time will be right when you are following me. No more confusion, but a sound mind I will give you. Together we will take it to the end of the line, because those who stand with me to the end shall be saved. Together we are to fight the good fight of faith to the end. And it is true, my love is like a shadow on you all of the time, never leaving you, never forsaking you, always close, right beside you. Turn around and receive my strength, receive my hope and my comfort, receive the joy of your salvation once again." Lastly, the song says, "Turn around, bright eyes." Ayin is the Hebrew word for eyes in Psalm 119. Ayin means servanthood and discernment, the ability to judge well, to comprehend with insight, perception and wisdom. Lev Shalem is the Hebrew word meaning to guard, which comes from the word shalom, peace. We are to guard our hearts so peace can reign in them. Ayin and Lev Shalem, Jesus' eyes gives us these two things, discernment and peace. Jesus is the bright eyes. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light. Jesus' eyes are like blazing fire, bright and glowing. Look into Jesus' eyes so your whole body can be full of light, all knowing, all wisdom. Turn your eyes to Jesus. His eyes are fountains of hope, fountains of joy. Leshalem, peace, truth and strength, and Ayin, discernment. The real pandemic of humankind is happening right now. It is the total eclipse of the heart. And the only remedy and the only cure is to turn to Jesus and look upon his glorious face and into his bright eyes.